Thank you all for being here today, and Happy New Year to everybody. This is a very exciting day for me and my family and everyone affiliated with the Chiefs organization. A week ago today, when I began the search for our next head coach, I outlined a specific set of criteria that I believe best described the ideal candidate for our job. I knew I wanted a proven leader who had built a successful program. I knew I was looking for an effective communicator and teacher and someone with a high football IQ and a strong work ethic. Finally, and most importantly, I knew I wanted a man of integrity who would hold himself and those around him accountable to get the job done. What I didn't know when I laid out those criteria last week, that I was effectively describing Andy Reid. Naturally, I was pleased to find someone who so closely matched what I was looking for, but I was even more excited once I spent time with Andy and got to know him as a person. He is warm and engaging, down to earth, and we hit it off right away. It's been fun to talk football with him. He's intelligent and perceptive, and you can tell he's been around the game for a long time. He is also humble, honest, and appreciative of the opportunity to be a head coach in the National Football League. Andy is a proven winner who built an outstanding program in Philadelphia over the last 14 years. During his tenure with the Eagles, his teams qualified for the playoffs 9 times and appeared in the NFC Championship game on 5 occasions. Andy led the Eagles to 6 NFC East Division titles and the 2004 NFC Championship. He is 5th in career victories among active coaches and has been named NFL Coach of the Year 3 times during his career. As a teacher and a communicator, he has demonstrated a unique ability to motivate his players, and his knowledge of the game and humble, hardworking approach to his craft have made him one of the most respected voices in the National Football League. In addition to his abilities as a coach, Andy is a man of integrity who cares deeply for his family and the people he works with. He is well respected around the league for his character, humility, and the genuine compassion he demonstrates for his coaches, players, colleagues, and most of all, his family. We're excited today because we're not only welcoming Andy to the Chiefs family, but also his lovely wife, Tammy. Spending time with Tammy over the last few days, it is already apparent that she will be an outstanding addition to our Chiefs family and an engaged member of the Kansas City community. We are so glad to have her here in Kansas City and appreciate her sharing Andy with us. I'm very excited to begin this new chapter in Chiefs history today by welcoming the new head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
I'm very excited to be a Kansas City Chief. I had a small stint in Columbia, Missouri, at the University of Missouri as a football coach, an old offensive line coach, and my family and myself, we loved every minute of that opportunity. And when Clark called, I've been in this league a long time now, and in particular as a head football coach. And there are certain families that stand out. And the Hunt family is just top. They're phenomenal, phenomenal people. And so when Clark, as the CEO and chairman of the Kansas City Chiefs, called, it was immediately had my attention. I completely understand his values, the family values, the organizational values, in which he possesses. The fan base here is phenomenal. I came from a fan base that was tremendous, and the Kansas City Chief fan base, there's nothing like the Sea of Red, man. There's nothing like it. I've had an opportunity to play here and play against the Chiefs, and it's tough. And I can't wait to invite other teams to to come in and be challenged by the Chiefs Kingdom there. I just it's a great environment. So with that, the great job in which they've done of taking Arrowhead Stadium and turning it into this this monster in which they have, with the great additions that have been added to it, with the community support, and you as a head football coach, you can't ask for more. So again, with that, I'm gonna take a seat and let you fire questions at Clark and I about this great organization. Thank you. Thank you, Karen.
How did we were under the impression that a lot of teams were knocking at your door. How did Clark sweep you off your feet and talk to you on that Saturday where you canceled everything else and just decided to come here?
Well, listen, Clark and members of this organization came to visit, and it was a what I thought might be a 3-hour meeting ended up being a 9-hour meeting. And it probably could have gone on a lot longer than that. There was a certain energy that started with Clark and radiated with the other people that I had a chance to meet with. It was great. And as we talked, you got this feeling like, you know what, this is right. This is the right thing to do. And so it made the decision easy. I crossed my fingers that I'd be. He offered the job, and so I was. Yes.
How do you get back from 2000 to 2005 as opposed to the last couple years?
Well, listen, the last couple of years weren't good enough. That's how it went. I look at the whole picture though, of those 14 years, and I take responsibility for each one of them. So, but I understand the energy that I have and that I can bring to this organization. We'll start from the bottom, and we'll start working. I'll make sure that I bring in a good staff, and we'll get down to what's important with my title and job, and that's to be the head football coach. And so, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to coach hard and make sure that we build a foundation. I know.
Have you seen the roster in football terms? What do you think? We know it's a great franchise, but what do you think about this roster? What do you think about the quarterback?
Well, listen, I have looked at the roster, and there's some good football players on this football team, and I look to add to that. I think that's important that you continue to grow, and so we can all get better, me included. We can all get better. The quarterback position, we'll continue. I'm going to dig in and look at that, and we'll build that thing. We'll see how that whole thing works out. I need to spend some time at it, though, and get in there. I've got to find that next Lynn Dawson, doggone it. Huh? Got to find it. And so it might be right here. It might not. So I've got to dig in, though. I need a little time to do that.
Soren Petro, WHB here in Kansas City, Mr. Hunt. Saw reports that you had a couple of interviews before Coach Reed, and then Coach Reed, is that how many you had? You got 3 interviews total, because you got more scheduled, but you ended up canceling after talking to Coach Reed?
We did have more interviews scheduled after Coach Reed, but made the decision that we didn't need to pursue those. Andy also had some interviews, and just at the end of the meeting on Wednesday, I think we had a pretty good feeling for the direction we were headed. It was by no means a done deal at that point, but he mentioned to me that he wanted to Kansas City, wanted to bring Tammy to Kansas City, give her a chance to see the city. He wanted to see the facilities, and we did that on Friday. And by the end of the day, it was apparent that it was a perfect match, and we were able to get the deal done.
Andy, a lot of people back in Philadelphia want to know what did you leave it on, putting some closure on that chapter of your career without saying goodbye, having some final words.
Right, Derek. I'm going to talk to the Philadelphia media today, and I had nothing but good things and good experiences in Philadelphia. Phenomenal people, absolutely phenomenal people. Ownership, the Lurys, phenomenal people. And so, but we'll talk. We're going to talk here after this is done. I appreciate the Philly media that showed up here too. I know that's not an easy flight and getting away from what you do. So, but I'll make sure I meet with you.
Sean Marone, Dale Swindle, Cinch Paper. Coach, you had talked about that it's going to take some time as far as player evaluation. How long do you think it'll take you to get settled in, get to know this organization before you start doing evaluations and determine who you'll draft and who you'll try to get through the free agents?
Right. Listen, we've got to go through that process. I mean, that's a simple fact with it. We'll dig in. When Clark hires a general manager, then we'll get to that part, and we'll dig in and make sure that the coaches and the general manager that they dig in and analyze this football team and evaluate it. The coaches that were here left evaluations of this football team. That'll be taken obviously into consideration as we read about them and study them. So it's a process. It's going to take a little time to make sure we get in there and do it the right way.
Coach, your reputation in the NFL is of a grinder. You're one of the great grinders. You put in a lot of work, a lot of time. After 14 years of grinding with the Eagles, was there any thought in your mind of maybe just taking a year and relaxing?
Bob, I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to go.
So 5 days is about as much as you can.
This is what I do. So I'm ready to go. Never took that into consideration.
We decided to have a fairly large interview team, in large part because I wanted the candidates to have a good feel for the organization. In today's NFL, the business side, the football side, need to work closely together. That's never been more true than it is today. And so I felt it was important for Andy to have a chance to talk to some people on the business side of the organization as well as the football side. And on the question regarding the general manager, it was appropriate to have him there at the time. He was still with the organization, and I felt it was important to have him along.
Coach, Michael Coleman, KCTV 5. When you spoke to Philadelphia, pretty much like this situation, what similarity do you see between that job and this job now?
Well, listen, with the exception of the expansion Cleveland Browns at that time, we were the lowest team in the league, with the worst record in the league, and I would tell you that's the same thing that we are right now. So, as it that would be the similarity there. I would tell you that there's some good football players on this team, and it's important that we continue to build that, continue to add to that. Every team goes through a bit of a transition, so teams get old. And then they have to start over and kind of continue to build and build from the ground level up. So that's what Scott did. That's what Clark has committed to. And so we continue to add to that.
You mentioned when Clark hires a new general manager. Will you have any input in that decision? And also, how much of your staff do you have built? Any consideration of keeping any of the current guys?
Well, as far as the coaches, I've gone through and met with all the coaches, and I'll make that evaluation as we go. Had a great visit with them. There were some good guys here. So, and Romeo and I are friends, and I have a lot of respect for Romeo. But he did have a good staff, and I did have a chance to talk. As far as the general manager goes, I'm leaving that up to Clark, and I'll sit in on the interview with him. But the final decision is his.
Hey, Hi, Brandon Coates, Kansas City Star. Just kind of follow up on the staff, the dynamics of putting together your staff. You'll interview people here and...
This is what I did this morning. I got in early and started the interview process. I started from the oldest down to the youngest, and that's the way we went. And so they had an opportunity to have a platform to talk, and I had an opportunity to talk to them. And it was a positive interaction between all of us. I feel like, listen, we're all in the same profession together, and they deserve that. That opportunity.
Most of them, or some of them, or all of them, are they still in the...
There will be some. There will be some that will come with. I'm still in that process, so we'll see how that all works out.
Andy, this is top off the Kansas City Star. Do you have any sense for whether you're going to go with the 4-3-3-4, or do you need to wait to get the staff in place? And also, after meeting with Scott Pioli, how much did you decide you didn't want to work with him, or how did that process work with him being let go?
Well, that part was Scott and I are friends. I mean, we're very good friends. So, but that was taken care of before without me. That was taken care of between Clark and Scott. So, what was the first part of that?
4-3-3.
The 4-3-3-4. I'm evaluating that right now. I understand the value in both. I've been a 4-3 guy. I played against a 3-4, so I've got it. I understand. And there's been an effort put here to bring in players that work in the 3-4. So I'll look at that first, and then we'll go from there.
Clark, you said that you're restructuring the organization, and now that it's been court president to you. Could you clarify that a little bit, maybe? How you envision your role now? And does that mean you'll be spending more time at the facility?
We have restructured the organization. Historically, the head coach has answered to the GM, and the GM to the CEO or owner, in my father's case. Beginning with Andy joining the organization, the head coach will report directly to me. The GM will also report directly to me. In terms of how it'll change my day-to-day interaction, I'll have a lot more interaction with the head coach than I have in the past. Most of my interaction has been with the general manager from a football standpoint. And, you know, I spend quite a bit of time here. I don't know whether it'll go up or down, but whether I'm here or not, it's easy to be in contact with Andy on a daily basis in today's technology world.
Coach, you talked about the great stadium here. You also talked about the sea of red. Also, you know, this past year, the fans had a very difficult time accepting the product that was out there in the field. You know, and you know, we were among the loudest in the nation when it came to football games. Are you hoping that they come back, and what assurances can you give them?
Absolutely. It's a great venue here. And so my job is, and the reason I was hired, is to produce a productive football team, one that can challenge these other great teams in the National Football League and to win games. So that's what I'm going to start to do as I get into this thing here. And I welcome them all back. I'm going to welcome the other teams in. I want them to see that sea of red. I want them to see what I saw when I came here to play. And that's a very energetic crowd, an aggressive crowd, and I love that. So my job is to get a good football team and a good product for them, and I'm going to work my tail off, make sure that we can put that together.
Coach, Herbie Teope here with Pro Football Weekly. First off, congratulations and welcome to Kansas City. Going back to the dynamics of the staff, who will make the final decision on player personnel decisions?
Yeah, that'll be the general manager. Yeah. And really, the general manager will pass that through Clark, so that's how that will work.
Coach, as you put your staff together in the offense and defense coordinator, is it important to you that they have head coaching experience? Does that help you in evaluating the staff and putting something in play for next year?
That the coordinators have head coaching experience? No, listen, no, that's not important for me. I want to try to get the best guy in that I possibly can to run the offense and defense. That's what I want to do. And And so that's the way I'd approach it.
I understand you had some conversations with Dick Vermeil this week. What was said during those? How much weight did you put on what Dick said about the franchise?
Well, listen, Dick is a very close friend. He has called me once a week since I've been in the National Football League. That's the kind of person he is. And then he still lives in Philadelphia, just outside of Philadelphia. So we do talk often, and he considers the Hunt family at the top of the list. I mean, he just he can't say anything but good things about the Hunts, the city of Kansas City, and then obviously the organization in which he had a chance to work in here.
Stephen St. John from WHB Radio. This is for Andy. With a clear need for quarterback on this football team, do you prefer acquiring one through the draft, acquiring a veteran, or do you see yourself doing both?
You know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at the guys that are here, and I'm going to study the heck out of those guys. I'm going to have a chance to meet those guys. And then I'll evaluate that at that point. And then we've got to see. They've got to learn a new system. I've got to make sure we check out the draft. We've got to check out free. We've got to do the whole thing. We've got to put that whole package together and make sure that we come up with that as being a solid position here. And it might not happen this year. It might be the next year. You don't know. You know, the important thing is you sit there. We've been blessed with the number one pick in the draft. So you want to make sure you do the right thing, right? You want to make sure you do the right thing and pick the right guy for that. Not necessarily a quarterback. It doesn't have to be a quarterback. It has to be the right thing. So you don't want to force anything at that point. People that do that, they get themselves in trouble. So we'll sit there. We'll evaluate it. We'll get it right here as we go.
Coach, T.J. Carpenter, WHB. Could you talk about your draft philosophy?
My draft philosophy? Well, listen, it's you would love to get good players in. That's the primary thing. So as the general manager comes in, that's what he's going to do. That's his responsibility. He's going to set that up and you know, he's got to narrow that whole field down there, a whole lot of players out there. He's got to narrow it down and make sure that he brings good football players to the city and organization. And so that person, that's how he'll be evaluated. By Clark. Where are you? Okay, gotcha.
If you face a break, 15 years in Philadelphia, how do you have time to talk about the last
question? Listen, I don't. I can leave Philadelphia saying that I gave it my all. I can leave Philadelphia saying we had some great years there, man. I mean, some great years. We were there a long time. I was there a long time, and some of my staff members. So we were blessed to be there. And sometimes change is good. I think it's going to be tremendous for the Philadelphia Eagles. And then on the other hand, I think it's going to be tremendous for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is for Clark. Hey, how tough was it for you and your family, I guess, to see the disgust and the displeasure that Nick and Pete's out here this fall? And was there a moment, or when did you decide, I got to do something about this? This just isn't working.
Well, it was a very hard year on all of us, my family, fans, the organization, both on and off the field. And I don't want to say that there was any one moment where I said I have to do something about it. But clearly, when you're not successful in the National Football League, it's a certainty that change is coming. And I'm glad that 2012 is in the rear view mirror at this point and that we're off to 2013. And in Andy, we've already got our first victory.
Andy, what's the first thing you look for in the quarterback?
Well, listen, there's a whole lot that goes into that, and they're all different, and but they've got to be able to win football games for you. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, you can go through the feet, the arm strength, all the things that go with it, the intangibles, how strong they are mentally to be able to handle this whole big picture of the National Football League and being your face of your organization. All those pressures that come, you can evaluate all those things, but the bottom line is, with that quarterback, with myself, we've got to win football games. That's what's important. And so that's how you go about your evaluation, and you make sure that that person's wired that way, and then obviously has the ability to do it.
Robert Ford, 64 Straight Road. Just to clarify, the power structure with the general manager, it's going to be different from what it was in Philadelphia. Correct me if I'm wrong, the general manager interested in Philadelphia? So it's
both of us answer to Clark. It's as simple as can be. The general manager answers to Clark, I answer to Clark, and that's what it is.
So it's going to be different from the way it
was. It'll be different than Philadelphia a bit.
Do you have a timetable for a general manager, or do you have candidates lined up?
Well, we've already started that process. We do have a list of candidates, and we've begun the interview process, and that'll be continuing here over the next several days. Don't have a timeline per se, but I would hope that we could have it wrapped up as soon as we can. One of the advantages in having Andy on board as quickly as he is it's going to help us from a standpoint of attracting assistant coaches. I think the same can be said on the GM front. The GM who we're going to hire is going to know where we are from a head coaching standpoint. So the sooner the better, but I can't give you a time frame.
Thank you.